Good morning. My guest this morning is Laureano Flor from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, Laureano.
Good morning, Roland.
You are going to be appearing at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on February 14th, 7:30 p.m. I hope I'm not telling you something you don't know.
Right.
No, it's not a surprise. Okay, Images of Music with Laureano Flor and Friends. Describe that. What are you going to do?
Well, this year, it is Valentine's Day, but we're not going to do anything on the love side of it. But because it is the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, and it encompasses a variety of arts, painting, sculpture. So what I decided this year is that I would base the theme of the concert on paintings and poetry. So this year is going to be quite exciting, I think, and different. For example, we have two vocalists. One has a master's degree from San Francisco Conservatory. Another soprano has a master's degree from the St. Petersburg Conservatory.
Wow.
So we're going to have some illustrious talent. Another person studied in the Ukraine at the Music Academy in the Ukraine. And then, of course, we have our local people around here. We also have we're going to start the program based on paintings by an individual by the name of Church, Frederick Church. And Daniel Baldwin wrote pieces to describe his feelings about the paintings. And it's a fairly new piece. It's only been in existence like a couple of years. And anybody who's heard it, they all like it. So we're going to present it on this program. And we also have one of our local artists, Charlotte Ellis, who has composed a duet for two of the singers to be sung in the spring. So it'll be a world premiere. So overall, I think it's going to be a very exciting program with some new things that people have not heard before in our previous program.
Sort of a melding of the arts, really.
It is exactly a melding of the arts, poetry and paintings. We also have Nocturnes by Debussy, which the first one is called Nuage, which is, you know, it's like clouds, and then Fête, which is festival. So that's a two-piano thing. We have two-piano works by Rachmaninoff. One is called Tears, and in the program notes, you'll see the poem that inspired Rachmaninoff to write Tears, and the other one is called Romance. And the program notes will also feature a quote from Rachmaninoff indicating where he gets his inspiration or why he writes the way he writes. So, again, I think with the combination of performers and the subject matter, I think it's going to be an exciting program. We probably have more performers this year than we have in prior years. We have 10 performers altogether.
Laureano, could you describe your own musical career a little bit for people?
Well, by coincidence, you should say that, because in the bios, I was the only one I forgot to put myself in. I'm a transplant from Southern California. Uh-huh. I moved up here in 1999 to take a teaching position. But prior to that, I was also a bank loan officer. And after that, I was a CPA with my own company for about 12 years. And then after I sold that company, I became a teacher. I have a master's degree in piano performance, as well as a bachelor's in business with an emphasis in accounting. I'm a teacher at Santa Rosa High School, where I teach Cisco networking. And our students there also have done quite well, having won the state championship for 5 years in a row and represented the state of California at nationals in St. Louis, Missouri. No, it's Kansas City, Missouri. So that's what I do for when I'm not playing music. But music is my primary passion.
What sorts of music have you been involved in over the years?
Well, chamber music as well as solo music. I've done a lot of chamber works. I have performed chamber works down south. I performed in many venues as a chamber musician. I've also performed with when I was a young musician, I performed with some orchestras down in San Diego, as well as giving some recitals in that area.
You have any fantasies of abandoning all the rest of it and concentrating on music?
When I retire, Roland. When I retire.
That sounds right.
Well, you know, the Van Cliburn has an amateur competition for people who are, you know, who are in other fields, and they're quite talented. And that might be a dream sometime.
Excellent. Laureano, thanks very much for coming in, and good luck with the show.
Well, thank you, Roland.
Let's tell people once again that this is Images of Music with Laureano Flor and Friends. It's Friday, February 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the new Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the old Sebastopol Vets. For information, a telephone number, 829-4797. And online, you can always go to sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day. Thank you.